Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In your collegiate and high school, and actually your entire school career, have you tested well?
I usually test positive.
Yeah, well, no, I don't mean that.
I had a similar conversation with one of the DJs. He said, all right, you're coming to the HF Festival?
Yeah.
Look, no one's going to tell you this, but you're going to be the drug mule. You have to find the marijuana and get a good connection. This is the guy you call.
Right.
The bands are going to love
this. What about Larry Bird?
Oh, basketball.
Okay, good. Yeah. You see, I didn't think he'd
black or white?
White.
All right.
And my friend was playing 2K last night, and he said he looks like a grown woman who drives a Subaru. Yeah.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Monday. So good to me. How you doing?
I am not good.
Have a good weekend?
I have so much work to do. I'm so excited to be here with you.
You're not excited.
Protest.
You have rock eyes
so
in me
much,
right now.
So much work to do. Why are these pennies still here on a Monday?
You know what? I think it shows how honest everyone at Podcast Village is, because every one of those pennies is worth $25,000.
I have to count them again.
Well, you're OCD.
One,
that's the problem. Two, three.
Please continue. Four.
Okay. You know, I think I'd be pleased to know something, Oscar. You know, I 12, sometimes 13, annoy you.
15.
But I've
no,
always,
you don't annoy me.
I've always
you
been.
Me.
I've always been.
One,
but doesn't? But don't you in a way find that annoying?
No. I have roof. This is the best part about our little family here.
Yes.
We will tell each other when things are wrong. And
yeah, you're not shy. I'll give you that.
And it's really that feeling of like, man, I knew this girlfriend was crazy, but she's got like an ass I could bounce a penny off of. And
$25,000
yeah,
penny?
Yes. But I just can't quit her.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's how I feel sometimes.
Well, I think in a way what you just did is said I have a nice ass. And so thank you.
You're welcome.
And ditto, kiddo.
Gross.
Looking so good.
It just took a weird turn.
It did. I've always been what I'm trying to get
ditto
at.
Ditto kiddo should never happen after great ass.
I've always been an annoying nerd when it comes to strange and odd facts.
Even Stranger Things.
When I was a little kid, I would read trivia books like the Book of Lists and stuff like that. I loved odd, weird minutia. And it wasn't easy back then because there was no internet to go find stuff. So you had to try to commit this stuff to memory. So when I find weird facts, I commit them
weird,
to memory.
I like them.
For example, you've always heard of the ticker tape parade, right?
Yes.
Do you know what it's called? Why it's called a ticker tape parade?
Because they would take ticker tape and actually use that as the confetti.
Right. But what is a ticker tape from? Do you
a
know?
Ticker tape is from a stock index.
That's very good. Yeah, and you know a lot of
you know I love money.
Yes, you do. So you might not know this though.
Did you know Charlie Burney's father had a ticker tape machine on his desk?
That is so cool.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
And he would say, okay, time to roll the pennies. That's what he would get on the pins.
I think that is true, though. I think I did hear
that. I love it. I mean, that was an early way to communicate all the stuff.
Yeah.
Did you ever work in a radio station that had a wire?
AP wire?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the big printer that was hardwired? Yeah, that was...
So, correct me if I'm wrong.
Right.
At least by the time I got into radio, and you know, we had an AP wire in school.
Yeah.
So when the news would come through, it just would start printing.
Yep.
And then I remember and this could be lost on many, I just remember people saying, let's get into the AP wire when we want to let people know big news.
Yeah, exactly.
Is the AP wire still alive?
No, because with the age of the internet, it became useless.
By the time it prints, we're just killing trees, right?
Well, yeah, but in days of old, that was the way to disseminate.
Like a telegram.
Yeah, it was a way to disseminate news very quickly. When I started,
Have you ever gotten one of those?
A singing telegram?
Yeah.
No. I never even received a telegram.
Oh, no.
And they're gone now, too. But when I first started with the Don and Mike show in 1992, there was an AP wire at WJFK. And I tried to get a job at a station in Richmond when I was in school. And one of the main jobs was the overnight guy, and I was training with him. And he said, don't worry about your levels. Don't worry about the music. Change the paper in the wire. If the guy comes in, there's no paper in the wire, you're fired.
Oh, my God.
So that was a big deal. So
I had a similar conversation with one of the DJs. He said, all right, you're coming to the HF Festival?
Yeah.
Look. no one's going to tell you this, but you're going to be the drug mule. You have to find the marijuana and get a good connection. This is the guy you call.
Right.
The bands are going to love this.
Yeah, you're a good guy.
Yeah. And I didn't ever become the drug mule because I thought he was kidding, but I don't think he was in hindsight.
It was one of those things like...
You look cool. You look like you do drugs. Why not?
You go up to like a cop and say, hey, I think you dropped your wallet. There's $2,500 in here, or maybe there isn't. I don't know.
Here's a penny. What can I buy? Can I buy a dime bag with this old penny?
Did you know the guy who invented Vicks VapoRub also invented junk mail?
No.
Mass mailings was invented by the guy that invented Vicks VapoRub.
What
a Yeah, I mean, what, can he do anything good?
Well, Vicks...
My chest burns.
Well, I thought the Vicks company invented Vicks VapoRub.
I'm sure that the Vicks company was quick to take the idea from them. But anyway.
So isn't it just petroleum jelly?
No, it's spicy petroleum jelly.
Oh, okay.
Remember, we've had this already,
haven't
we?
Minty Sun.
Minty Sun. How about this? You've heard of a catastrophe, right?
Yes.
That's something really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know there's an opposite of a catastrophe?
No.
It's called a eucatastrophe. A eucatastrophe.
Excuse me?
I'm
what?
Sorry. Eucatastrophe.
Get the paddles.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah?
You never hear it. And that is a random something that happens that's amazing.
I like yucca.
Yeah.
But I don't know what a eucatastrophe. I can't even say it. Well, eucatastrophe.
Eucatastrophe is when something really great happens.
Pony, try it.
Eucatastrophe.
Shut up.
Johnny, try it.
Eucatastrophe.
Yeah, look at this guy.
See? Maybe we should just go
maybe
home.
We switch sides.
Johnny, did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did.
What was the best thing that happened?
Coming into work this morning.
I agree. What are the three songs that are played most often in America, you may ask?
Happy Birthday.
That is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The Star-Spangled
Banner.
And?
And Our Lady, Tis of Thee, Sweet Land of Liberty.
Our Lady will be Our Country, Tis of Thee.
Damn it.
But the answer we're looking for is Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I was shocked that Old Town Road, not among them.
Oh,
it's
everywhere, man.
This you will love because you love food.
Yes.
I'm projecting. The little layer of chocolate between the wafers in a Kit Kat bar.
Mm-hmm.
Are made by grinding up Kit Kat bars that didn't turn out right.
Oh, rejects.
Yeah, and say grind them up, and that's what they use for the filling. It's pretty cool.
I
huh?
like that. Waste not, want not.
Exactly. Bob Ross.
Bob Ross, painter.
Yes.
Known painter.
And also...
Actually, could you bring in the Bob Ross from Angie's Studio, if you don't mind?
I love Angie's Studio, yes. Don't damage Bob Ross.
No damage.
He made 1,143 paintings in his history on his painting show.
Yes.
And most of them are in storage at Bob Ross Incorporated right here. Well, not here, but in the great state of Virginia.
How many of them?
He made 1,143.
I'd buy a Bob Ross painting.
He didn't want to sell them because he said it wasn't his thing.
So does he not sell them now?
Well, he's dead now.
No, but does his estate sell them?
I don't know. No. The Ross estate?
Yeah.
I don't know. We should contact them.
Thanks, Angie, by the way. Oh, my golf. Free plug.
I love the Oh, My Golf show. I do like when we're showing off the Podcast Village studios to people, and we've got such beautiful facilities here.
Oh, no, Oscar.
And you told Pony to be careful.
Please.
And we go in, and we have our studio, which looks like a nice, cool comedy club with the brick. And we've got Studio A that looks like Star Trek. And we go into Angie's, and it looks like Spencer Gifts. There we go.
It's got personality.
It does. It's fantastic.
Personality. I don't know if this is... Oh, this might be... Oh, keep talking.
Are you ambidextrous by any chance?
No.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I am right-handed.
The opposite of ambidextrous is ambilevous, meaning that you're clumsy with both hands. Think of that, meaning that you really can't write with either hand. Bob's standing up good. That's good.
There we go.
All right, and let's close with this. Oh, no, I've got two more for you that you're going to
like. That man's crotch on the video feed, I mean. Is that what it looks like, Pony?
Not the
yeah,
first
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
Just
it's
a
right
man's
next
crotch.
To your ear.
Yeah. I was hoping the it's too bad that's a cardboard cutout. It looks like he's ready to give you a back rub.
All right.
The first lesbian kiss on TV in America was?
The Ellen DeGeneres show.
L.A. Law.
L.A. Law.
Back in 1991.
Wasn't it illegal then?
No, I don't think it was ever illegal,
that
Oscar.
Means the law.
Oh, that's right. It's French for the law. And the first gay male kiss was in the year 2000. Do you want to guess the show?
A Boston Legal.
No, it was King of Queens.
King of Queens.
No, I'm kidding. It was Dawson's Creek.
Oh, Dawson. Did Dawson kiss Pacey?
I don't know. I never watched Dawson's Creek. I aged out of that. Now you're using Bob Ross as a puppet. Pony, how's the shot look?
It's better, but the top of his afro is still cut off. I don't think he can get his whole head in the camera shot.
Think positive.
Happy little trees.
Look at
that. Did you break his legs off?
No, I didn't break anything.
Poor guy. There you go.
Yay.
Oscar.
All right, yes.
Do you know, and I think you will know this, but I found this fascinating, the reason that Blu-ray beat HD DVD in the market. No. That's how VHS beat Beta. But the thing is, Sony included a Blu-ray player in the PlayStation 3 to get it into more houses, and that drove the sales of the disc.
That was a PlayStation play?
Yeah, and because of it,
wow.
Sony lost $200 on every PlayStation 3, meaning they lost about $3
billion. They peppered the
market. Peppered the market.
Dropping the bucket for Sony.
Ain't nothing but a thing. And so now, do you feel a little more educated?
Well, I really thought the Blu-ray, because I feel like there's movies that misquote that whole situation. Like, why do you have Blu-ray instead of HD video? Mm-hmm. HD DVD.
Right.
Then it's because the adult industry, whatever they choose first, becomes the norm.
Maybe this is sort of and you'll pardon the expression, a whitewashed account.
Yes.
I have a couple HD. I don't know. Why is that gross? That's your mind that makes that gross.
You're gross.
Yes? Yeah, you're gross.
Continue.
I have some HD DVDs, so if you need them, I'm your guy.
Where do you play them?
I don't. I just have them.
Why do you have them?
Because they're Elvis movies, and I have them on my Elvis shelf. He is the hoarder. Start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
By yourself, you'll get $56,000 alone. And that's tax-free money.
What do you mean, tax-free?
Well, I mean, if we go down to this park and we uncover the money and we have it, I mean, I'm sure he's not going to declare anything. I know he's not going to declare anything. And I'm not going to, declare.
What are you talking about, declare it?
Well, I mean, it's like non-taxable income. It's like a gift.
Everybody has to pay taxes. Even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
I give up. Look, anybody got a better fairer plan, go ahead and do it.
There were eight of us there, so that simply means eight shares. Three for us, two for you.
This is hopeless. We're going to get no place if we're going to continue listening to this old bag.
Hey, what are you trying to do, lady? You're trying to split us up so it becomes every man for himself?
And every woman for himself?
One more funny remark from you, Buster.
Well, let's get out of here.
Oh, please, don't argue anymore. You hurt everybody's...
Look, we figured it 17 different ways. And every time we figured it, it was no good, because no matter how we figured it, somebody didn't like the way we figured it. So now, there's only one way to figure it, and that is every man, including the old bag, for himself.
So good luck and may the best man win.
Right. Except you, lady. May you just drop dead.
All right. We all agree on that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled.
Can you, Johnny, because your mic is going on his mic.
I can do that.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Anything else?
No, it's good.
Okay.
Make sure.
Okay. If you are a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS Heads Up Oscar New Cities.
Yes.
New cities from Pickering Beach, Delaware, to Bobby, Virginia, from Athol, Idaho. I said Athol.
Athol.
A-T-H-O-L.
Yes.
Johnny, I don't want him saying Athol.
Athol.
To Hump Tulips, Washington, and from Dusseldorf, Germany, to Atlanta, New York. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. Brought to you by my best new friend this summer, Brewmate.
Brewmate.
Do you love warm alcohol?
Yes.
You don't?
No, nobody I love does. Alcohol.
Yeah, but you don't like it warm.
I don't
like it cold.
No, I don't want
it. Yes, no one likes warm alcohol. That's why you need Brewmate, the fastest growing drinkware brand in the world. Brewmate keeps products like your beer or wine or anything at the perfect temperature all day long without ice. Try the Hopsolator Trio. This thing is crazy. It fits either a 16 or a 12-ounce can with a freezable adapter, or can convert to a 16-ounce pint glass with a splash-proof lid. I love the Growler. Because you can get this, and I've had a beautiful one in stainless steel.
Mm-hmm.
Go get it filled. The beer stays cold for 2 days.
Of
course, a beer never lasts 2 days for me. But it could. Conceivably, it could happen. It is amazing. Guaranteed to keep your favorite beer at the perfect temp till the last drop, and it makes a great gift for the beer lover in your life. With over 30 colors and finishes to choose from, plus 100% glass-free, that means you can take it to music festivals, anything like that. It works with hot and cold beverages. Trust me, you're going to love it. So don't you dare settle for warm alcohol. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. Visit brewmate.com and enter the code Mike. Remember, this is the code Mike at checkout to get 15% off your first order. That's 15% off your first order when you go to BRUMATE.com and enter the code Mike at checkout. Cheers. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and joining us in studio is Johnny. I know we spoke to him on Friday, but we had a discussion, I believe, on Thursday's show. Where you can you recap the story about Dahlia when she was putting together that?
Well, we didn't know. As far as generations go with the show, sometimes I think it's out of our purview to understand how much younger some of our team members are.
I tend to forget.
And we talked about on Friday about not knowing when you or when we actually felt like we're adults and how we feel about being an adult and adulting.
Yeah.
And part of that was understanding that your, I guess, view of pop culture is completely different than others. And Johnny's pretty good at letting us know what's hip and what's not.
Truth.
And
yeah, I asked you not to say that. And we had a moment between
shows. He's great at that. Dahlia usually, I think, keeps to herself and will mention a few things, but she grew up in a childhood that her mom would only let her watch Seinfeld because it had a strong female character in it. So
that's the reason I was allowed to watch Seinfeld.
I think she's sheltered in that world, but Johnny's got a pretty good grasp on like what we know is hip and what he doesn't know.
Right. But I think you, like me, I forget the age difference I have with the interns because we've got such a great crop, particularly at this moment. They are mature. They are smart. They are go-getters that get things done. I forget that I had an entire lifetime before they were even born.
And in a weird sense, we had the same type of relationship with Zoolander, who's in the Intern Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And girl, Katie Cole, who is in the Intern Hall of Fame, where I felt like they were almost our contemporaries.
Yeah, I agree.
I know that that Johnny and Dahlia are just younger.
Yeah.
Like not I don't ever feel like you're a contemporary, but I never feel like, oh my God, they may not know X, Y, and Z, just like I don't know half the things that Rob's talking about.
Well, yeah, because you've aged, these things are aging out of hip culture, and you are a part of hip culture.
Yes, I am 21 years old, mentally 17.
Yes.
So I do have, I'm always on Twitter.
You're fully formed.
Easy. Talk to my doctor.
Oh, I really don't want to, which is why we're going to play a 1980s edition of a new game called Johnny No.
Yes.
And it's not Johnny N-O. It's Johnny K-N-O-W.
Yo, I know this is Ferris Bueller.
Well,
right?
It is from Ferris Bueller, but do you know the name?
It's from
of
a Twix commercial.
Do you know the name of the band that did it?
Of course I don't.
Okay, it's Yellow. Yeah. And you see, that is something.
Don't
that,
be yellow.
No, I would know that because it was a hit when I was, you know, listening to the radio. Oh, yeah. And it's called Oh Yeah. So I have prepared a few lists of things, and I'm mostly in the 1980s here. Ooh. Things that are historically relevant.
Please.
Pop culture relevant. And I would like you to tell me not whether or not you've heard of them, but a sentence about them.
Yes.
To let me know. We're looking here for understanding.
I will look in the bowels of my mind.
And this is how we play Johnny No. All right. We're going to start with celebrities. These are celebrities that were popular in the 1980s. All right. And I'll start very easy. Just give me a sentence about Bill Cosby.
Got to put the pudding in the... Yeah, no. Boy's problematic.
Boy is problematic.
You know what?
That's
a big win because you were funny.
Can I get a ding?
Yeah, I don't have
one. Should have asked you beforehand.
Yeah, we don't need a ding. We're just
come on.
He was
effort,
the father on the Cosby Show.
For God's sakes. I know you have
sweaters.
A ding.
The sweaters?
The sweaters.
You like the sweaters?
Yes, I'll give you the
ding. Not on him.
But we need at least a ding.
All right, hold
ding
on.
Ding would be nice.
Ding would be pretty satisfying.
All right, that would be great.
Okay. Accomplishment.
Pony, what do you think?
Ding. Oof.
You want a ding?
That's it. That's
all right.
All right, what can you tell me about Brooke Shields?
Oof. Very defensive, Shields. No, I don't know Brooke Shields too well.
That's horrifying to me.
She's like a C-list celebrity now.
No, well,
she's like a Jessica Biel. She's just around whenever.
No, Jessica Biel is actually more famous than Brooke Shields now.
Now she is,
alleged anti-vaxxer.
Jessica Biel never played Broadway.
That's the wrong crowd. We got the wrong crowd.
For me. All right. What can you tell me about Harrison Ford?
Oh, Star Wars, man.
He is a Star Wars man.
He is a man in Star Wars. Indiana Jones. Okay. Still.
Can you tell me what role he played in Star Wars?
Han Solo.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, bingo. That's bingo bango. All right.
Yes.
Johnny knows.
What about Larry Bird?
Oh, basketball.
Okay, good. Yeah. You see, I didn't think he
black
did
or
it.
White?
White.
All right.
And my friend was playing 2K last night, and he said he looks like a grown woman who drives a Subaru
in a Subaru commercial.
Yeah, like a Subaru commercial. Who gets out? Larry Bird looking lady.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was an essay answer. I like that. All right, here's one that means a lot to me. I'm curious if this will even darken your memory. Peter Jennings.
Nothing. I don't know who that is.
Wow.
Kids don't watch the news anymore.
Is he a murderer?
No, but I mean, he was a...
How many people did Peter Jennings kill?
You're killing me.
He was the
anchor... He was killed by cancer.
Yeah, he was. He was taken young. He was the anchor at the ABC Evening News. Oh, and I thought probably offered the best coverage for 9/11. I lived with him when I was watching the 9/11 coverage.
Well, you know, I have no recollection of 9/11 happening. I was two and a half.
I'm not accusing you of anything.
I know. All right.
But I'm just saying,
interesting that like you brought up different generations experience different things. Mm-hmm. I was talking to some friends the other day and we decided like we're the generation that doesn't remember 9/11. And that's a big difference between the two.
Yeah. It's so weird to me.
It was in all the papers.
We weren't presently like mentally taking it in as what it actually was.
So
when
your world, I guess the biggest tragedy.
My world was shaped by it.
But your world, your current world was, it's not shaped by it because you don't have the context.
You don't remember a time when we didn't have that on our intellectual subtext.
I heard airports were a lot easier to go through.
They were. And we wore ties.
The TSA wasn't such a hassle.
It wasn't such a hassle.
You pause at weird times.
I didn't want to say curse.
Yeah, he censored himself.
Irvin Johnson.
Nothing. I don't know who Irvin Johnson is. Maybe
Irvin.
Irvin?
Yeah.
What if we said Magic Johnson?
Basketball.
There you go. Same guy.
But he should get it by the real name, I think. How about John Candy?
I think he's a singer.
And what did he sing?
I'd argue music.
Okay, but can you give me something like a style or a genre of music?
Country?
No, he's a fat comedian from Canada. I'm sorry. The answer we're looking for there is Canadian
also
comedian.
Died.
I think I was close. Yeah. Oh, he died in a plane crash?
He ate a plane. Oh. He choked on a plane.
I died of a heart attack, correct?
Yeah. Too soon. And he
Uncle Buck? Do you remember Uncle Buck?
No, I don't.
SCTV, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, I have heard of that, yes.
Well, good for having heard of it.
Good for having heard of it.
This is awesome.
How about Johnny Carson?
Oh, yes.
I'm glad you agree.
I know you love Johnny Carson. He is late night royalty.
But NBC, CBS, ABC.
Was there a TV show he was attached to?
I'm going to go NBC.
Okay.
Tonight Show.
Nice. Yeah.
Very well done. All right. Okay. Very good.
You went well.
All right. How about Mel Gibson?
Oh, anti-Semite.
Exactly the answer I was looking for.
Why did they cast him in Daddy's Home 2? They just drove all of us out of the theater.
Everybody deserves a second chance.
Not an anti-Semite.
I agree with you, but you know he was hammered, blacked out, some may say.
I also don't remember him like apologizing for it.
I don't know.
I don't think that he ever did.
I don't know.
Like a second chance.
I'm gonna let you do that research.
I will go home and gladly do it.
Send it over.
He may have doubled down on it.
I have a soft spot for the Lethal Weapon.
It's just for Joe Pesci.
Riggs is no anti-Semite.
No, but that's a character. I don't know. We'll see.
You would probably take more offense to his hot tub situation. Do you remember that?
I have no recollection of that.
Look up that and then let me know what you think.
What did he do in a hot tub?
What didn't he do?
Hey! And the last celebrity, these are just celebrities of the 80s, Burt Reynolds.
I've heard of Burt Reynolds before. I have nothing connecting me to him. Nothing.
You can't offer anything.
NASA. Maybe he was an astronaut.
Yeah. All right.
I should come in with my own list for you guys.
Well, that's what we said. You are hipper than us.
Yeah, I'd be delighted.
Yeah.
How about for tomorrow's program?
Give us your top three rappers right now.
You know, okay, random one. Do you know Fetty Wap?
Sure.
I had a Fetty Wap once. It was delicious.
I love that. I know you know Lil Nas X.
Yes.
Yes.
MC
Hammer?
The pants. And the the move with the arms and the hammer.
Too legit.
Hammer
legit
drive.
It was called the typewriter.
The typewriter.
Big hit.
Hammer time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what I other rapper, still need your third rapper, Tom.
My third rapper? I don't listen to a lot of rap.
Okay, give us
Drake,
some.
I guess.
Everybody.
You know Drake.
Drake, that's great. He makes great cakes.
I'm Young Thug.
Who? Excuse me?
Young Thug.
No.
Y-U-N-G, I think it is.
Young, Y-Young.
Like young Thug.
All right. I probably have heard of
him. You probably know more about him than I do.
Let's go to a different category as we play Johnny, no.
Oh, please, please. Yes, yes.
I love this.
I derailed everybody.
No, no. I love this. I think this is fascinating, and I think people are probably playing along at home. We're going to do news events of the 1980s, okay? I'm going to give you a keyword, and you, in a sentence, will tell me what you remember or what you can tell me about. I know you weren't alive for them, but as a...
Allegedly.
...future broadcaster, you should have a culturally significant relevance of these guys, okay?
Okay.
January 28th, 1986, The Challenger.
Oh, that's with the teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
That's correct. Yes. That's correct.
Very good.
That story's so sad to me, and I think about it sometimes randomly. Like, all she wanted to do was, like, make her students proud.
Yeah.
Do you remember her name?
I don't. What was it?
Sally Ride was her name.
I thought it was true.
Krista McCullough.
No, I think Sally Ride was the teacher. Krista McCullough might have been in another.
The Ride, Sally Ride. Wasn't that a song?
That was. It was.
I'm going to look that up.
Please do. I hope I'm wrong on that. Just Say No. What is the significance of Just Say No?
Pre-Me Too movement, maybe?
No.
Oh, the war on drugs, maybe?
Exactly. And okay. Do you know, there was a famous...
Nancy Reagan.
That's great. Yeah, see?
And Nancy carried that White House because Ronnie wasn't doing his job later
on. Well, towards
on.
The end, he wasn't well.
Yes, yeah. But I think Nancy was, yeah, like, pulling the strings.
What was your name?
That Sally Ride. Did I get her mixed up with Krista McAuliffe?
Yeah, it's Krista McCullough.
I think maybe then Sally Ride might have been the first female astronaut.
I think that's okay. What it was.
The big difference.
There is.
Someone that died in a...
And as I said, I hope I was wrong.
Disrespectful.
And my hope came true. What do you know? What can you tell me when I say the words Exxon Valdez?
That sounds like a sexy Latin name, but I know it's not.
Oh, but maybe it is. You never can tell.
Exxon Mobil, like the gas, did they leak something?
Okay, keep going.
Oils.
And?
In the ocean, in our porpoises and dolphins.
It oh, was.
He remembers. Look at that.
But he's guesswork.
I'm like,
man,
inferring a lot, yeah, from like he's, oil.
So you don't
disaster.
Know about the...
You can't give me a detail.
I have no details to
Why
offer
did
you.
The accident happen?
Because mankind shouldn't be fracking in the ocean.
You know, Pony just laughed so loud. I heard it through the glass.
He was so sassy about it.
Okay.
Nothing new fracking.
No.
Please tell me. Enlighten
drunk
me.
Drunk driver.
It was a drunk man. It was a huge oil tanker in Alaska. It was driven aground, I believe. Yeah.
The biggest oil spill in the history.
Yeah. And what they don't tell you is that they repaired it and used it under a different name for many years after that. But the Valdez was the first huge, huge, disastrous oil spill.
Poor animals.
Yeah.
Right. And people affected.
Drunk driving.
Yeah.
Never do it.
No, it's a
bad
thing.
We got Uber, we got Lyft.
Yeah, don't need to now.
What about Chernobyl?
Oh my God, I just watched the HBO miniseries. It was incredible.
There you go.
Okay.
But I did know it beforehand because there was a horror movie called Chernobyl where a bunch of like mischievous teens went and they were recording and then they all died.
Yeah. Did you know that was, it really happened though. You know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm very much kidding. I know.
All right. How about this? Tip O'Neill.
Tip O'Neill. Sounds like the name of a racehorse.
Yes, keep going.
Shut up. You're so lying.
That's so exciting.
He won the Triple Crown.
Yeah.
He was the Speaker of the House during the Reagan administration. And it was very famous because he and Reagan actually, because they were on opposing sides of the aisle, still were able to come together and get a lot of stuff done. Very notable politician.
Reagan, I know about Reagan definitely, like beforehand, he was an actor and everything. Yeah. I always respected that about him.
Didn't ask that.
Didn't ask
what about
that.
Trickle down economics.
Oh, like trumped up trickle down. I know that soundbite.
You know what? He is great with talking points. He really is. He says right away. He goes, "Fracking is bad." Yeah,
believe that.
You're doing better than Joe Biden.
Oh, that would not take that much work.
3:30.
Text Joe.
Text 3:00.
Go to Joe.
He was like looking at his hand for like what the hell the number was. It was ridiculous.
All right, what about Commodore 64?
I'm getting the vibe of like an old game system.
Yeah, bingo.
It was a computer. It was a computer.
It wasn't meant for gaming though.
If you get the games on a cassette.
Still, it was a Commodore 64 was a gaming cassette. Platform.
Well, I believe it more primarily as a computer. I mean, you can double check.
Oh, Krista McCullough.
All right. I said I was so glad I was wrong about that. Can you let it go? I have.
So what is it?
It is a computer. An early computer, a home computer.
A PC.
Yeah, a PC. A personal
with like dial-up?
8-bit home computer, he's right.
All right.
Before a dial-up.
What about Barney Clark? The name Barney Clark.
That's the man under the Barney costume.
Sorry. He was the recipient of the first artificial heart, the first permanent artificial heart.
Did you know that?
I did. It was a huge story in the 1980s.
Oscar, did you know that?
No, I thought Barney Clark was in Leave It to Beaver.
It would have been Andy Griffith anyway. Oh,
sorry.
All right. How about Walter Mondale?
I'm going to feel stupid after this.
Yes.
Don't you go to George Washington University?
Don't say I go to class. Mm. Walter Mondale.
Fracking is bad.
Fracking is bad.
Journalism. I'm going to go protest, but I slept in.
What's that? What was your answer? I'm sorry.
He was a journalist, right?
Vice president under Jimmy Carter lost the election to Ronald Reagan.
Damn.
Who was Nixon's vice president? I loved his name.
Nixon's
Spiro Agnew?
Spiro Agnew.
Wasn't, I thought it was Ford.
And
no?
Ford. Ford yeah. also ran with him, yeah.
Ford.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nixon was messy.
I believe what happened. I believe you can Google and find me wrong again, but if I remember this correctly, Agnew resigned, which allowed Ford to step in.
Yes.
And that's why when Nixon resigned, Ford took the presidency.
Mm.
That's what's going on there. How about a Cabbage Patch Kid?
Oh, I know what Cabbage Patch Kids are. They're cute little dolls that look like babies.
Did you have one?
No, I'm a man.
All right. Wow, well, that's really weird.
I had a Barbie.
And our final news event I want to ask you about, what can you tell me about Hands Across America?
That actually came up in the new Jordan Peele movie, Us, mm-hmm. so I know it from that. But it was a wish for everyone to hold hands across the country and fight homelessness.
Right. Yes. Exactly right. And how successful was it?
Not very.
That's exactly right. Full credit for that. I do appreciate it. Yeah. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, oh, Bob Ross fell again.
Ow.
Are you up for some more mental challenging?
I love this.
Very good. Also, a surprise when we return. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. And we are back after this. Remember half an hour since I got it up. When you call the Yak Shack, then you
can say. Mike from Yuba, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Call 888-92 or more. Leave a Yak Shack call for Mike. I'm sorry.
But I'm not sorry.
You know why he's not sorry? Because it's the best time of year. The most wonderful time of year. It's fruitcake time. Fruitcake back again, folks. TMOS Fruitcake Futures 2019. Please don't help Johnny. It's your once a year chance to snag his signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake. I make these by hand. I perfected this recipe. I have made a wonderful thing, and it's your chance to get a part of it. Get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They taste even better than you remember them. Two big ways to buy big and support TMOS, including deluxe packaging and exclusive new collectible. Oscar, I love the collectible.
Oh, my God.
Where do you see it? And Fortune. More. Stay tuned to this podcast for details and how to get yours. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now.
Now.
www.mikeomarashow.com. Click the thing that says fruitcake and you're there.
Did you put the gate on higher on his or your microphone, if you will?
Yeah.
No, his microphone. Because when you talk, it jumps right to his microphone.
Okay.
And it's giving us this doubling effect.
Get out of my microphone,
which
Rob.
Which is driving me nuts.
You don't like it?
No.
All right.
Now try. One.
Much okay, bad, very much good. Bad. Now, before we get back to Johnny's historical, we're playing Johnny No.
Johnny No.
We teased this K-N-O-W. On last week's show.
W.
I need to get rid of some records. People want records. Yes. And they've been emailing to Ponyboy at MikeOmaraShow.com. And I have a letter right here. The actual
letter reads.
It reads, Dear Casey. The subject is, I want records.
Okay.
And it reads, Hi, Matt. Just directing straight to Pony.
Straight to Matt.
A longtime listener, first-time emailer, and I have a turntable and want some records from celebrity DJ and fellow turntable aficionado, Rob Spiewak. Set me up, please. And he gives his address. P.S. If it helps, I'll be ordering a fruitcake, and I hate the orange stain in the White House as much as you do, sir.
Oh, look at that.
Well, you know what? I'm not political, but I like the fact that he's buying a fruitcake. And it's a
Some people want to hump for Trump, people.
Hump for Trump?
I hate
you ever
fracking.
Heard that before?
No, but I want to get that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Jim Sanchez is his name. Not Sanchez.
Jim.
But it's Jim Sanchez of Orangevale, California, and I hold in my hand the records that we will be sending to you, Jim.
What special records do you have?
This is a couple first pressing 45 RPM records that we start with.
Oh, they're loosey-goosey, I see.
And what is so cute is when I brought them in this morning, Johnny said, What do you call those little records?
Oh, that's
I had to explain to him what they were. They're singles. And when you would buy one song, it would have one on the hit on one side, and then the flip side is usually filler. The first record we're sending Jim is Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Save Your Heart for Me. Mm. Notable, Gary Lewis is Jerry Lewis's son.
Mm.
And you know, Oscar examined that.
This guy.
It's a little beat up, but it will play. Also on the MGM label, the Cowsills singing Hair from the musical Hair. This was a huge hit record.
Why are there dents on this record?
Don't know, but that's one of the reasons why it made the file to give away.
I mean, there are divots in it.
Yeah, I don't know. They had, you know, these records had a life long
like a
before
dog
they ever found
their
way.
Them.
Well, no, or it could have been a hungry disc jockey. You never can tell.
You know what this is?
What?
Oh my God.
What?
This is the perfect size for someone who is switching records out, putting one of them in their mouth.
Oh,
do
you think he was
mouth,
holding him in his mouth?
On the edge. There are teeth marks.
That could be.
Along this total, like a molar. Or like, or the or one tooth, making sure, like, if you had five of these and you're trying to make sure that you get it back on there, this is
gotcha.
Vintage.
You know what's great? That we could run like a CSI test and run a dental print and find out what disc jockey actually played it. Could be someone famous. Maybe Dr. Don
this,
Rose.
This new guy here, you got here, what's what is Happy?
No, the flip, Hair. Hair by the Cowsills. Great song.
Sorry, Hair?
Mm-hmm.
It's Kathy Davis.
It was owned by Kathy Davis at one point in its
life. Do you know who that is?
I don't.
No teeth marks.
Well, of course, Kathy was always careful. Classic Kathy.
Not a savage.
And this LP is the Edgar Winter Group Shock Treatment with the original paper sleeve and a beautiful picture of Edgar himself.
Lovely.
And the vinyl, the condition of this, amazingly, no one really needs to have one copy of this record. Mm. I had two.
Two.
And the vinyl, nearly pristine. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
So if you want some nice early to mid-70s rock and roll, you're all set. We will send
rock
these to you,
and roll.
Mr. Sanchez. We appreciate you playing. If you want to get a free record or records from my collection, just send an email to ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com. If you are selected, you will win. And if you really want to buy it, or you really want to win, mm-hmm. buy tickets to Saturday's show.
Teeth marks.
We would like
teeth
that.
Marks.
Yeah, Casey Kasem's teeth marks.
Teeth marks.
Hey, it's time to play our new favorite game.
Please.
Yes, it is entitled Johnny No.
Johnny No.
What is your take on him so far, Oscar? How informed is he about 1980s stuff?
Look, Johnny is entertaining. I'm shocked that half of these things he doesn't know about. When he doesn't know about, he actually gives good guesses.
Yeah, he is.
So I'm like, all right, he's got some context. Like, he played some sort of board game or video game or trivia at a bar, and he's like, oh, I think I remember this answer from trivia night.
I think this, in your collegiate and high school, and actually your entire school career, have you tested well?
I usually test positive.
Yeah, well, no, I don't mean that. That was pretty great. What I mean to say
I
is...
I want
to
hate him, but I can't.
Middle of the class. The funny guy, like, in the class.
Yeah, but you
How
probably
did you
test
get
well,
into
right?
George Washington?
Oh, a lot
what
of
were your
money.
SATs?
The Lori Loughlin thing. No. I didn't take the SATs. I took the ACTs.
And what was the ACTs?
30 out of 36.
See?
So he does test well.
Top tier.
You see, what the deal is I'm seeing what you are... taking stuff in context and guessing your answers even when you don't know them.
Yes.
All right.
30 out of 36. Let me Google that. ACT. Let's see where that percentile puts you. Ooh.
Do they do the SATs anymore?
Yes, they do.
Okay. But just for fun.
They changed the just for fun. Yeah.
And it is fun.
You're bored on a Saturday.
Above average puts you in a 30 plus. A 30 plus score is in the 94th percentile.
Yeah, you do testing. You're an excellent tester.
Yeah, but throughout school, I was always like ranked 90 out of 400 kids. Like it never really got too good.
So you needed to go to a stupider school.
Exactly. Well, GW was my reach.
Was it?
Hell yeah.
Wow. What was your safety school?
Ithaca College.
Which is a great school.
Not my safety, but I was
when
going
you,
to
when
go
you
there.
Told your parents you were going there, did they assume it was pronounced Ithaca?
Ithaca.
Just,
yeah.
Okay, just thought so.
Mm.
That was rude. I withdraw the remark. All right. I don't know that he will be able
you,
to. I don't know that he'll be able to get these next ones in contextual clue.
Let's find out.
Well, these are movies.
Don't
these are all movies. These are all movies that were top 10 movies for their year in the 1980s. So I'll need like a one sentence explanation of what the movies are about. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll start easy. The Blues Brothers.
Oh, two men dyed their bodies blue and they got lost in New York.
I'm praying that is like a Hollywood Squares answer and that you actually know more about it.
I very much do not.
Wow.
Blue Man Group?
No, it's like one of my favorite movies of all time.
Check it out.
It is about two musicians that are orphans. They grow up, get out of jail. They have to have a blues concert to save the orphanage in which they were raised. And it's based on a Saturday Night Live sketch with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. The magic of it is the music is fantastic. And it's got a great, great car chase in it.
Blues Brothers.
And you've never heard of it.
It's kind of cool.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right. How about Stir Crazy?
I know nothing about the movie Stir Crazy.
Drinking show, right? Everybody's
we should
a bartender.
Make this a drinking game.
Yeah, it would be a good drinking
game. But it's like a bartender, a bar.
No,
they're making drinks so they go crazy.
Prison movie with Gene Wilder.
Pony, did you know that?
And Richard Pryor.
I have no idea.
Yeah, Gene Wilder, well, original is, Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Stir Crazy, not a blockbuster film.
Top 10 for the year. That's all I
what
said
year?
It was. 1981.
Oh,
great year.
I was still in Bolivia.
Oh, they didn't have color movies then. All the movies were about bars there.
No.
That's all they had.
They didn't have movies.
You bring in your coin with the hole in it.
They didn't have DVD players or VCRs or Betamaxes. I'm
bringing that joke back because I was so fond of it. All right, how about the movie Arthur?
Oh, yeah. No, I know Arthur. He's a millionaire that is disgruntled and he's not really good at life and stuff. And then he has like a man nanny who takes care of him.
Yes!
Very good.
Right?
Done and done.
I know Russell Brand.
I was going to say he knows it because of the Russell Brand movie. Do you know, by any stretch of the imagination, can you name anyone from the original?
Meryl? Nah.
Meryl Streep?
Meryl Streep. As in Meryl Streep.
Decent guess.
I'm sorry, no.
We're looking for
Dudley.
Dudley Moore or Liza Minnelli, we would have accepted. All right, Chariots of Fire.
Sounds Roman.
Yes.
Gladiator style matches, shirtless dudes, axes and swords.
No, 1930s Olympics, runners in the 1930s Olympics.
Close.
It was a darling for the Academy
Awards. Look up Caligula.
Caligula. Yeah,
after the show.
It sounds like a disease.
Get ready for a strange money trail. Tootsie.
Oh, I've heard of Tootsie.
You do look like,
Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah, he looks like Dustin Hoffman a little bit.
I'm going to Google that later and let you know if I'm insulted or not. But
young Dustin Hoffman.
Tootsie.
A young, strapping Dustin Hoffman.
Is it a dance movie?
It's not a dance movie.
It's like a little girl named Tootsie?
No, it's about a guy that
it's like Annie.
Pretends to be.
But she loves Tootsie Rolls.
It's about a guy who, he's an actor who has a bad reputation, so he dresses up as a woman to get a job on a soap opera and gets
Sounds
more
problematic.
It's actually a very, very good
hijinks
movie.
Hijinks ensue.
Hijinks ensue.
Like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, there you go.
A different tone, I think, than Mrs. Doubtfire. How about Porky's?
Sounds not kosher.
That's true. Very true. Keep going.
Two young friends start a barbecue joint to save the college.
No, a very popular R-rated raunchy comedy that involved a shower scene that was legendary.
But tame in these days.
Absolutely, but in the time, it was something.
It was like a hot shower scene?
No, I don't know the temperature of the water.
Okay.
War games.
They were playing Battleship.
Do you want to play a game?
Any idea?
Is it about the Cuban Missile Crisis?
It is not. It is not.
Cuban Nipple Crisis.
What? No, I'm afraid.
What is going on? Yes.
War Games is about a young man, Matthew Broderick, before he committed vehicular manslaughter in real life.
He did?
Yeah, he did. You would know that if you read the papers.
But the papers.
He hacks into the, I guess, the national defense system of the United States and almost gets the world blown up.
The grid.
Mm-hmm.
I bet Pony could do that. He's a good hacker.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, he'd read an article that said you can't, he'd stop.
I love the fact that he was able to break into the United States NORAD system with dial-up. The movie really should have been about 25 hours long just based on the internet connection. How about, Oscar's one of his favorites, The Goonies.
Oh, I watched The Goonies for my fourth grade birthday party.
Oh, cool.
Because I asked my mom, I know they're like little adventurer explorers and the ugly guy with the face.
Yeah.
The Sloth.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were describing Dustin Hoffman.
Guys.
It was the worst fourth grade birthday party ever. Nobody really vibed with it.
Oh.
It was like 2006. We're like, what are we watching?
Oh, they were forcing. So your parents.
You didn't ask for it?
Are your parents my age? Or Rob's age? Or
like
Mike's age?
Early 50s.
Closer to me.
Yeah, closer to Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're
but
forcing
I asked, I wanted a movie theater birthday in our basement, and they were like, oh, we have the perfect movie, Goonies, for you and your friends. And it wasn't. Shrek had come out the year before, so we could have just watched that. It's still timeless.
How about if I was his dad? How weird would
so
that
pissed.
Be? That'd be so weird.
I mean, I'll talk to the clinic. I mean, have you ever donated?
It didn't go well. There was an added fee, is all I'm going to say. How about the movie Cocoon?
About Butterflies and Lies. Butterfly Lies.
No, it's about an outer space. People come from outer space with bodies in cocoons that they steal. They store them in a swimming pool, and when old people swim alongside the cocoons, they become young again. It was a major feel-good movie of the time.
Really?
Yeah,
It wasn't scary aliens. They were like nice.
No, the alien was Brian Dennehy. The only thing scary is that Steve Guttenberg was in the movie. How about Fatal Attraction?
Oh, everyone's heard of Fatal Attraction, but no one my age actually knows what it was about.
That would have been good for the fourth grade birthday party, don't you think?
Yeah, I know, right? Definitely like a sexy movie.
Ooh, sexy.
He's close, but I need something more about the plot.
Did he like her a lot? And she was like, no. And he was like, it's fatal. And then he killed both of them.
No, it's actually the reverse.
Yeah, it was actually the reverse. Glenn Close loves him to death.
Yeah, he creeped on his wife.
Is that the one where they locked him in the cabin?
No.
And
no,
broke the legs?
That's Cabin in the Woods.
No, that's
Misery.
Misery, yeah.
Misery.
That's where St. Louis is.
You'd want to see that, like, just like maybe it's really, I think it holds up because relationship wise, what happens is the guy cheats on his wife, and then
it tells a story, yeah. Teaches a lesson.
Don't
cheat.
No. That's not the lesson. The lesson is don't keep a pet bunny around when you got crazies.
And Rob spit his drink out.
You're funny at the wrong time sometimes. This is delicious. Serve it with carrots. And the last movie I have for you, Cocktail.
Tom Cruise.
That's it. Yeah,
and he flies planes.
No. Oh, it was so close to being right.
Dang.
So no.
Johnny,
give him the synopsis of Cocktail real quick, because I know it's one of your favorites, right?
You've got a small town bartender who gets to the big city.
Let me see.
And then he falls in love. Well, he falls in love with a Upper East Side heiress. Whose parents don't want her to be with him. And you see his trials and tribulations as a coxman. And then he makes his way back to the heiress. And then they say, no, we don't want the money. We're going to live off cocktails and dreams.
You see, the thing that bothered me about the movie is I didn't want to be the guy who had to clean up after him. He's throwing bottles all over the place. That's a sticky floor right there.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny C+, thank you very much.
I'll take it.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, remember, D's get degrees.
Ciao, ciao.
All right, we're back after this. Oscar, I've got a question about our neighborhood when we return.
Okay, perfect.
And I know you're a local denizen.
Yes.
So when we return, we'll do that. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys, it's Angie Goff with a brand new episode of the Oh My Goff Show out. We're going golf to golf with tennis phenom Coco Gauff. Plus, we know a picture is worth 1,000 words. We're going to show you how it can be worth even more. Say cheese, Mike. And don't forget to subscribe to the Oh My Goff Show on Apple Podcasts and YouTube.
Don't confuse that with her scary podcast, Oh My Goth.
We should make her record. Like, it's so funny. That's so newsy on her end.
It is.
I just want her to come on here and be like, listen to my show.
Yeah.
You know, this is what's happening.
Years of training, Oscar.
She's got Jerry O'Connell coming on her program.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, he's great.
I think that's today. Jeez. That she's taping for her show.
We should bring him a blueberry pie.
It's really weird.
He was the one who ate the blueberry pie in Stand By Me, right?
Blueberry pie.
Ah, blueberry Gosh. Pie. I bet you could get.
My handshakes is strong Zoke.
I bet.
Don't need a contract.
I bet.
Remember?
Yes. Jerry Maguire, right?
Yeah. I'll surf or ski.
I bet you could get blueberries. I bet you get Jerry Maguire. I bet you get Jerry O'Connell on your MeUndies.
Oh,
they have everything else.
Oh, my God. MeUndies rules.
MeUndies is they are here to change your underwear, Oscar.
They're the Apple of underwear.
Thank God. I underwear. They don't really work.
They are the best.
I'm wearing them now.
Underwear.
They believe that undies should be soft, and oh, my God, they are. They should fit every booty like it was made for every booty and offer fun patterns that give you the freedom to express yourself. Pineapples today, Oscar. MeUndies also believes that every woman should have the freedom to wear whatever cut they want, in whatever color they want, and whatever size they want. So ladies, rejoice. The Feel Free collection is here. 5 new silhouettes for every body type with an ultra-soft featherlight waistband. That word trips me up. Featherlight waistband. Crumb crisp coating that provides zero restriction. These undies will be the best thing that has ever been on your body. In your pants!
Pants.
That's right. Offered in sizes from extra small to 4XL. They're for everybody. And they don't just have undies, people. MeUndies also has super soft and comfy onesies and loungewear that's perfect for, well, lounging. For any first-time purchasers, you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping, plus a 100% satisfaction guarantee. All I know is this, I love MeUndies, and they feel sensational. They feel great right now. To get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS. Woo! We've been so busy. I've got so much to tell you about the weekend. It's probably going to roll over into tomorrow, but had a bad thing happen yesterday.
Hold on. Two seconds.
Yes.
What happened this weekend?
Jerry O'Connell, huh?
Oh, Jesus. it's a rough weekend. By rough, it was great. It was just 3 days of fun and festivities.
I had something bad happen to me over the weekend. Actually, a couple really lousy things. One I'll tell you about tomorrow. I don't even have the time to get into it now. But rewind a little bit. Julia, over her senior year, and you know, she'll be in VCU living there this Sunday. Move in this Sunday.
This is huge.
I am out of my mind, upset, bothered, bewildered.
You shouldn't share those feelings with your son, though.
No.
Because I remember when my sister left for college.
Yeah.
My mom was, as the junkies would say, butt hurt.
Oh, not sized?
Not sized.
Oh, no.
And I remember feeling.
Was the whole house felted?
I remember feeling excited for my sister.
Yeah.
But I also felt like, I missed my sister, but my mom missing my sister as well didn't really help the cause.
Oh, it makes you feel like less of a person. Yeah,
my mom would have been like, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to see her all the time. Like, you buck up, don't worry about it. Like, if she would have done that, I don't think I would have felt as bad.
Well, my son is used to seeing me depressed and moping around the house, so he probably won't pick up on it. And besides, he's excited because he struck a deal. He's going to be taking care of Julia's car because as a freshman, she can't have a car on campus. So now he's got wheels.
Does she have a larger room?
No, their rooms are identical, actually.
Same size.
Mm-hmm. But I do think that her she has one of those mattress pads, those memory foam things. Mm-hmm. I think that might be walking next door the minute she leaves the town. But anyway, she's getting ready. All this stuff is in order. And for a graduation gift, my mom and I got together and got her a stereo system that she can play her records at school.
That's sweet.
And not just a run-of-the-mill deal. We rebuilt the speakers from my childhood that I had growing up, and they're nearly 50 years old now, but I had to have them rebuilt.
Restored?
They are Bose 501, original Bose 501s, and they are loud and fantastic.
Yes.
And they sound dynamite. A Sansui amplifier from the 1970s that's got tubes in it. The records just sound amazing. And a record player that I had in high school when you played records. And I had a gentleman rebuilt it for me.
Pinball Pete?
Not Pinball Pete. This is a Brett.
Brett.
Brett, the guy who's done most of my audio work for me.
Brett, the audio guy.
And so I had that rebuilt last winter, and I hid it at my mom's house, and I presented it to Julia. And she was out of her mind excited. And so
does it have a wireless transmitter for Spotify?
It does not.
Oh.
And you know what? I don't think the amplifier has Bluetooth either. I have to look at it. It has.
Got some RCA cable she can plug into. Oh, wait, she doesn't have a headphone jack.
It's got a lot of weird plugs on the back of it.
Oh, so she can feed something into it.
She could, yeah. So we plug it in, and I said, Sharon, all the stuff's at my mom's house. I'm going to come over and pick it up. And she says, well, we get to hook it up and listen, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I said, great. So I carry all the stuff up, hook the speakers up to the amp, turn it on. The first thing is the radio is on, and the song Piano Man by Billy Joel. And it just sounds dynamite. I mean, fills the room with beautiful bass-rich sound. I said, this is great. I can't wait to drop a needle on the record player. Mm-hmm. And I do it, and I drop it, and it's a Beatles record. It's what I brought over to play. And it goes, can't buy me love. Love can't buy me. And then even better, not just too slow, it goes, can't buy me love.
So but it's not the record.
No, the records are fantastic. They've all passed my test. So
yes.
Obviously, it's something to do with the motor or the belt. And that's not unexpected for something 30 years old. It is unexpected for something that was totally rebuilt 6 months ago.
Does your daughter have enough records to warrant a record player?
She has, I would say, about a foot of vinyl. So that's probably about 72 records.
72.
Yeah, and it's funny when you flip through them because some I've given her that she likes from my collection, doubles and stuff. So it's like, you know, Rage Against the Machine might be in there.
Nice.
She likes, of course, the
Tupac.
The Fallout Boy she likes.
Yeah, a lot of vinyl from Fallout Boy.
And then, you know, there's you flip through it. Oh, and you mentioned there is some Tupac in there, and there's some rap and
hip-hop.
Kanye West, and then Herb Alpert. Mm. I'm like, oh, well, that doesn't really belong now, does it? She also likes Tom Jones.
Oh, wow.
And Sly and the Family Stone. Very diverse. So she's taking her records down. So I got the guy on an email. He's a sort of a modern day hippie. He doesn't do Mondays. I don't know.
What?
I don't do Mondays. You can come in Tuesday. And I said, could you rush it because you said it was fixed? And yeah, it's not, and it's got to be ready by Saturday. He says, yeah, so I'm going to meet him there on Tuesday. He's going to try and fix it while I'm in store. So that was a little bit of a crisis
what
that we got
store,
through.
What store? Oh, right? Where is the store?
It's in Falls Church. It's right by the State Theater. You can see the State Theater
it's
from
his... It's a TV repair shop?
It's a stereo and a hi-fi. He specializes in vintage hi-fi units.
This must be a cottage industry because you have to pay real estate. You have to rent a place. You have to lease... And enough people come in with their stuff to get fixed?
Yes.
Surreal.
And I mean, he's really, in this city or this area, he's the only game in town.
Wow.
And he's really good. He's turned
well,
down
not
business.
Not that good,
from,
apparently.
When he gets it right, it's perfect.
He's really good. It didn't work out this last time, but I really recommend him if you got time on your hands.
He has done stuff for me in the past that has been sensational.
Okay.
So, and the fact that he's taking care of it is it's just a nice show of theory.
Yes.
So, nice show of faith.
Theory. Listen to me.
Yes.
There are a couple things here. One, your daughter taking, you know what, your daughter should take the place of me on the show because I clearly can't speak.
That's right.
Your daughter taking her records to school.
Yes.
Sounds like a fun premise.
Right.
But where do you lose more of your personal items?
Marriage.
No, not marriage.
That's what I had the answer
might
for
say
Mike.
That, yes. But music.
Oh, and music, God, absolutely.
You
school.
Lose it at school.
Yes, I lost CDs. I went so long ago, I lost tapes.
Yeah.
People stole tapes,
so
all that stuff.
It's not just stealing. It's, hey, can I borrow this? And then you forget about it.
There's
or
clutter,
they forget about
and
it.
And it gets, and yeah. They reloan. You know, one time, I took a videotape back that I loaned to my mother. This is a long time. No,
yes.
it was a DVD. I loaned it to my mother. I took it back. She had put an address label with her name and address mm-hmm. on it. I said, what, now you take ownership mm-hmm. of my things?
Yeah.
She said, I thought it was mine.
Ah,
but this is what people
funny.
Do. They get it and they forget. And then all of a sudden, it's like after a month, it's, you know, they own it.
Tell her to hold back her valuable vinyl.
All right, just the Herb Alpert then?
Well, whatever she thinks is even sentimental because she's going to lose it.
Yeah, true.
Not because she isn't someone that would be responsible for it. It's because people, you're around kids.
Yeah, and she has three sweet mates. That's how it's going to be.
And so I remember in college, I probably lost half, quote unquote, your CD collection.
Yeah.
And it's not because I wasn't, hey, can I get it back? It's after a while you realize you're never going to get it back.
You have so to that's move on to
yeah,
new things.
Like,
yeah,
just move on mm-hmm. or you forget. And then the other is, it's vinyl. Vinyl is infinitely more expensive now than anything else that
you're
we
right.
ever had in a cassette or even a CD.
You're right.
Right? They're like $30 a piece.
It is. And the only advantage she has is she hasn't been collecting long enough that she has anything of great sentimental value.
Mm-hmm.
But those double LPs and those limited runs, they're 30, yeah. 40, 50
and
bucks.
You've got no room. Who's got room for vinyl?
She has room. You should see what they do.
They're huge.
Amazing, these places.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They
different place.
Oh, my God.
Different story.
Is
a quad. So she's got a quad.
Yeah, there she and a roommate and then joined a bathroom
Man.
And then another roommate over there. They've got like a tiny kitchen. I don't know. I think a conservatory.
Have you met her roommates?
I have met in passing her one roommate.
Her one roommate.
She's actually sharing a room with. Yeah, she seems nice. And they get along, but they're not best friends, which I think is best.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're really good friends with your roommate, you know, that's when some really bad fights will happen.
What do you mean?
Don't you think if you, like...
Did you get in fights with your roommate you were friends
No, my
with?
My roommate was a psychopath.
Oh.
I came in one day and he was trying to light his deodorant on fire. I said, really sort of against about five regulations? He says, yeah, but look, it's burning.
The first 3 months of school, you're friends with everybody. It's
yeah,
just
it's
like
true. It's true.
Elementary school.
But what I don't want to see her is thinking that she is going to be like besties and palling around and joined at the hip. Because if you do that for 3 months and you're going to everything together all at the same time, then if you do have a fight, then it's really dramatic because you can't just shut them out.
Yeah, I assume you're right. I just wouldn't plant that idea inside.
I don't tell
my
her anything. I don't tell her anything.
And be like, hey, don't get too close. You'll get hurt.
I said that about the boyfriend. Not the roommate.
Poor Caleb.
Oh, Caleb. He's fine. You know what? I think he's coming down for the move-in on Sunday. So I'll make him carry
That's
all that
rough.
Stuff. It is.
When does he leave for school?
I think in a week and a half.
This is such a big moment in your life. This is nuts.
This, when I start thinking about it, I really do start to shut down dead inside.
Being a listener, I was a listener then when I worked at HFS and we weren't working at JFK yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, hello.
Oh, my little girl.
Hello. Mm-hmm. And now she's, hello.
Yeah.
Right?
And now it's, can I have $20? Can I have $20? She's become very parsimonious. She's been saving a lot of, we're proud of her. She's working all the time. Yeah. She's got all her money. She's going to need it to replace all that stolen vinyl. So we wish her luck.
Congratulations, man. Who's all going down?
I think it's going to be all four of us and Caleb, but we're only allowed to have one car for unload.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll probably be me and the boy in the crossover, and then the other ones will have to park off campus and walk and find us. Yeah.
Got it.
But you know, this is another thing. They have like student volunteers. They want you in and out. They have people to carry stuff for you now. It's a totally different ballgame than when I moved in.
Yeah. So they said, like a task rabbit you don't have to pay for.
Exactly. And they're getting a credit and a half. That's what you get at a VCU education. Do you have Oscarazzi?
I do.
Then let's do that after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. There's my whole angel on the page.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, fruitcake time. It's back again, folks. TMOS Fruitcake Futures 2019. Yeah, once in a year chance to snag a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Orson, can you emphasize the word snag?
Get me a jury and tell me how to emphasize the word snag, and I'll eat your butt.
Oh,
get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They taste even better than you remember them. Two big ways to purchase and support TMOS, including deluxe packaging and exclusive new collectibles and more. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now. Oh, I have to go big pop.
I find the end of that promo upsetting. I really do. Fruitcake's available now on our website. Please click on through and make it happen. Oh, here's what happens now.
Yes.
I do love this. A rare Monday appearance of Oscarazzi. Rarer than hen's teeth. Ladies and gentlemen, here's my friend. His name is Oscar.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Look, I love collecting, I used to love collecting baseball cards.
Yes, it's been sort of a hot topic around
here.
But
even more now when you have error cards.
Yeah.
There is a Cleveland pitcher whose name is Shane Bieber. What mistake do you think the Topps company did? They called him Justin Bieber.
Oh, no.
On his card. I always feel like when you see errors, there's this famous Billy Ripken one where it says F you on the bottom of the bat.
Yeah, on the heel
pranked.
Of the bat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That made it through on the Fleer series, if anybody remembers that.
He was a Baltimore Oriole, right?
This Justin Bieber mistake.
How does that even get through?
Screams of fabricated. Like it screams like somebody said, I know how we're going to get Topps trending is when we put Justin Bieber instead of Shane Bieber.
You think this is big card?
This is big card.
Because baseball cards aren't a thing anymore, really, are they?
Yeah, because, well, no, they are. Baseball cards are still a big thing, just not for us.
Well, I mean, I used to get it for the gum.
But no, but now they're sophisticated. They have, let's say your general baseball card can have pieces of the diamond, pieces of the baseball, like sewn into it. Like
there, I remember
it's a brand new.
The new technology when I was, because I used to, in fifth and sixth grade, I guess it was, big thing was flipping baseball cards.
Flipping.
Which was basically
like houses?
Gambling. No, not like the Property Twins. You would flip baseball cards, and if you had to have, yours would have to land face up, and the other guys would have to lay and face down, and then you'd win both cards.
Oh, wow. I've never heard that game
before. It's gambling is what it is. Gambling for baseball cards. And so I still have a lot of baseball cards, but most of them have dirt on them because we're flipping them all the time.
Yeah, I imagine they can't be gem mint tens if they're bouncing around asphalt.
But the big thing back then was some of the fancy ones would have like foil overlays and very, very...
Upper deck.
Yes, exactly.
Upper deck.
Yeah, buddy.
It's off the charts now. You'll get pieces of memorabilia on the card.
On the card?
On the card itself.
And so they're $1 million now.
Well, they can be very expensive. So the game is, it's probably the same racket, but I guess the card and the technology has advanced so that it's still relevant.
Okay.
And I just think that the Justin Bieber mistake, quote unquote, error card, which is going to be fix some future printings.
Of course. So you have to find the first printing. It's like one of those double strike pennies.
Yes.
It is.
By the way,
I'm glad we finally cleaned those
for
up.
For your messages. And you should know that during one of the segments in between the breaks, I had Johnny in here earlier and the penny itself.
Yes.
I give him the 1900 penny. I'm like, hey, feel how light this is. What is the first thing Johnny does?
Put it in his pocket.
He drops it.
No, Johnny. That's a Johnny no. Johnny no. Don't ruin the penny. Do you think he would have dropped it if you'd handed him $25,000?
No. I haven't heard anything back. A lot of people writing and saying they're worth more than what Pony said, but we'll find out.
Well, I think the value is priceless.
What are you getting, Pony?
I don't know. I think they're wrong.
Okay.
All right. So there's that.
Hobbs and Shaw in theaters. I know too many people have seen it.
The tiger only comes alive when no one else is around. That's the gimmick of this comic strip.
The Fast and the Furious.
Oh, that movie. Right.
Finally. The spinoff Hobbs and Shaw have knocked off The Lion King from the throne, winning the box office this past weekend at 60.8 million take. It was the only new movie to crack the top 10. Not bad. Not bad for Hobbs and Shaw.
Well, it was sort
not a billion, not 120 million.
Well, it's for an experimental release.
Yes.
What do they call it? Like a satellite movie or an alternate universe? Not alternate universe, but it's part of the Fast and Furious franchise, but not an actual Fast and the Furious movie.
There
the word
is
a spinoff.
Spinoff. Thank you.
Oh, it's a spinoff.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate that. I wish the penny hadn't spinned off your hand because it went clink, 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 clink. And I said, Johnny, what are you doing?
Johnny,
what
no.
What are you doing, man?
Come on, you're killing
me. That's history. There's a big plot hole in Fast and Furious.
What is it?
It's the first weekend.
Right.
Like, I stopped reading the story because I'm going to see it tonight.
Okay, so will you reveal this spoiler tomorrow?
I will.
You want me to hold on to it and see it?
No, I got it. We're here.
Because I want to know I hope you pick up on it.
Well, everything has a plot hole in the Fast and the Furious. One of their actors died in real life, and they still made the movie.
Yes.
Like, it's Fast and the Furious.
Well, maybe it's a little too fast.
Well, speaking of fast, yes. Moving along here. Hostess, remember when Hostess was dying?
Yes!
Hostess is back with a vengeance, and now they are releasing a new dark blue Twinkie.
Oh, that sounds like a category.
What? Dark blue Twinkie sound... You'd love it. Like a blueberry, I imagine.
Well, I don't know.
Hostess just announced they're coming out with a moonberry Twinkie, which is a dark blue filling inside is berry flavored.
Moonberry. I don't know about that. I think that might be a stool changer.
They go on sale exclusively at Walmart this week.
Oh, I think you can buy a lot of blue things at Walmart. I do think that would, you know, enough blue food coloring in your system will change your export.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I one time was stranded at the station, WJFK, I was in my younger days, for like a 7 or 8 hour shift. Mm-hmm. And the only food in the building I could find was blueberry cereal because it was around Halloween and they were doing a launch of the Monster cereals. And I ate a lot of blueberry. And the following evening, something came out of me that was a most delightful Kelly Green. It looked like I was celebrating St. Patrick's Day in my pants.
Gross.
It is gross. So just beware with your moonberry
Thank
Twinkies.
Thank you, Rob. No. Appreciate that.
You asked for the story.
Speaking of food,
yes.
The 10 fast food franchises. I'm sorry. 10 fast food franchises and how much it costs to open one, right?
Because you would think that's like a license to print money if you open a franchise, right?
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to give you the top 10. You tell me when you want to actually hear how much it costs.
One that I would be interested in opening?
Yes.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A.
No, because they ruined my parking lot and they don't open on Sundays.
Okay. Arby's.
No.
You don't want to be the guy if you have the beef?
America's Roast Beef. Yes. Arby's.
In Baskets, the show that Rob and I love.
I love Baskets.
They buy an Arby's.
They do?
It's the strangest plot twist to a show.
Arby's has, well, is that before or after they bought the rodeo? Because I tend to watch Baskets. I tend to watch Baskets out of order.
She bought the Arby's to bring the family together.
That's right. Chip Baskets. If folks, really, really, if you want to have your head feel mushy, just watch an episode of Baskets. It is a odd show.
It cost Christine Baskets $315,000 to get started.
Do you think she got the money from her carpet salesman boyfriend?
The Carpet King? Plus I'm deep into Baskets. I
love
know.
A show.
I know.
I love it.
I just saw episode, was it 7 from season 4?
Yeah.
We just watched it last night, so I'm deep into
How great was it when they launched the extra fireworks over budget?
Okay, so again, Arby's, for those of you who care. Right?
300 grand.
315 to get started. Plus, you have to have a net worth of $1 million. So you have to have $1 million to really offer it.
Run the business?
Yeah, but 315 to get started.
So that's almost like they're doing like a background check on you.
Yeah, you'd like to buy a house.
Wow.
Starting a business.
Mm-hmm. And you could live in the Arby's.
Wendy's.
Now, I like Wendy's.
All right, this is number 8.
All right.
At least $2 million up front.
What?
Plus a $5 million net worth.
So it costs like 1/6 to start up an Arby's versus a Wendy's.
Well, think. Well, I want to look at people that run that own Wendy's a little different.
I am too.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Subway. Now, I've known some garbage people owning Subways.
And they tend to come and go. It's more of a sort of a transient business, isn't it?
Yeah. Some good people, some bad people. Usually people own up to 9.
Nine Subways. Times.
Yes. 9 Subways.
9 Subways.
I heard that there's like a magic number for how many Subways you need to actually start making money.
Really?
Anywhere from $140,000 to $340,000.
What you need to do is you have to open 2 Subways, Oscar.
This is why. It makes sense. No net worth requirements.
Uh-huh. It all makes sense
right?
now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And garbage people.
Here's why you need to own 2 Subways. You have to own 2.
Thank you.
Thank you for the specificity.
Yeah, thank you.
I think we all knew where he was going. You need to open 2 Subways, one that you care about and the other one that's garbagey, so you may drive the people from that one to the other one.
Oh.
And say, we're going to the good Subway.
You compete against yourself.
Exactly.
But you own both of them.
And who wins in the end? The customer.
Number 6, Sonic.
No.
$45,000 and $1 million in assets. I just want to show
$45,000 is cheaper to buy a car.
Well, if it's glaring, I'm going to tell you the number.
Okay. All right.
So KFC at number 4.
Love KFC.
I'm sorry. Number 5, Burger King. Burger King.
I'm not a fan. I bet Burger King's expensive, though.
Oh. It's $15,000 to get started.
$15,000? Yes. Yes. That's not very much.
But your net worth has to be at least $3 million.
Okay, so they're counting on you on the back end. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they'll get you in the room for the conference, and then you're like, oh.
Will you actually get to meet the king?
No, not the carpet king. KFC.
Yes.
You want to know?
I'm wondering if it's a combination.
$20,000.
That's it?
Down payment. Net worth of $1.5 million.
Wow. And all the spices you like. Don't mess with the recipe.
How much does college cost a semester now? More than 20, right?
VCU is told. Yeah, it's about 14 to 15 a year.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
So you could open. Let me see here. Let's not send Julia.
Okay.
And let's
done.
Burger King.
And she keeps her records.
I'm kidding. 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Number 3.
That's not really a fast food place, but how much?
The average to get started is $200,000.
That seems about right to me somehow.
Oh, my God. This is a quick sidebar, and I hope Shannon's family doesn't listen to this.
No.
Shannon's brother, 3 years ago, while I was in business school, came to town, and he's like, we're opening a 7-Eleven in Newport News.
Okay.
And I said...
It's where Carrie comes from.
I said, all right, well, where are you going to open it? And they're like, there's one available right here. So I looked down, and... And you, as you would imagine, Newport News has like 30 7-Elevens.
Yes.
And I said, have you done any, what is it?
Research?
No, not even research. More of a competitive analysis. And they're like, no. And I said, well.
That's where my case falls to the ground.
That's where you would start.
That's right. He says, yeah, but Slurpees.
Yeah. $200,000. They never opened it, thank God. Number 2, Taco Bell.
Yes.
I'll give you those numbers. $45,000 up front, net worth of $1.5 million.
That's sort of hand-in-hand with their other buddy in Yum Foods, which is the KFC.
And number 1, with the bullet.
Yes.
McDonald's.
Of course. How much?
40% of the initial costs go to the new location and 25% of the existing location. So a lot of money. Plus, you need a net worth of $500,000. Now, let's break this down.
All right.
40% of the initial costs... If it's a new location, so you have to pay for the 40% build out of the initial cost.
And you probably have to build your own building, right?
And you have to pay 25% if you're taking a building over.
Okay.
Either way, it's commercial construction.
Yes.
And you're paying for the machines, everything.
Right.
And a net worth of $500,000. McDonald's seems like it's the most affordable here.
You know what I think it is? I think it's a McRipoff. I'm not going to do it. I'm out of it. I'm not
doing
it. Yeah, I was going
to
open
a Sonic. I think it'd be fun to have a Sonic in your life or an Arby's.
I was going
to
have two Arby's, a Sonic, and of course, Mrs. Baskets visiting.
I can't believe this. This is crazy.
I think we're in the right business. How much did Podcast Village
to start one? We wouldn't make this list. A lot of money up front. Jeez.
And of course, all paid in pennies.
Pennies. Pennies.
We're back after this with the Audio Vault, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey Alexa, play The Mike O'Mara Show, and the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that?
Easy.
Even Jeffrey can do it, and I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caper berry. Now back to my custard.
Oh, her custard. I bet she, does she have a restaurant in Vegas? A lot of famous chefs have chefs in Vegas. So you go to Ina Garten's place. When you're out in Vegas, why not pick up some tickets? Get them now.
Might be sold out. Look at this thing.
Check it out. So this spot might be a dead spot?
No, it just might be.
Let me know where we're at, because Saturday, November 16th, tickets are going fast. They're disappearing quickly. It's Saturday, November 16th, TMOS Live at the Zappos Theater. This is a totally new show. Even if you have tickets for Friday night, Saturday is totally different. They are on sale even as we speak at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, if you buy it and sell these out, we'll bring back the Dick Queasy t-shirt. How close are we?
Oh, we're close.
Jesus. Very close?
Yeah.
Like act now?
No, yeah, I don't want to give a number out, but I'm telling you. This is what's crazy. You stare at a number in the high 90 percentiles
sure.
of getting sold out. You're like, really?
Come on, just do it.
Well, this is great. Thank you to everybody that's making this happen.
It's the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular brought to you by Zappos. Buy your tickets. Don't miss out. Be a part of the fun and get a kiss from Oscar.
Woo!
Nice. What? That's a new... That's why we're moving the needle,
Smooches.
Oscar. Smooches from Oscar. Thank you so much. It is Monday, August 5th, and your Magic Audio Vault has presented itself. Speaking of Vegas, have you bought your tickets, your airline tickets yet?
I would be lying if I would have said yes.
Okay, so the answer is no.
I completely have not.
Me neither.
Pony?
No, I'm sorry.
He'll
see what we do. Yeah. Well, Pony's going by train. Which will be nice. I know you're a big fan of a big fan of Southwest Airlines.
Yes. We got to buy them soon.
We do. Because you know what? It's getting to that point
Holy
where the
jeebus.
Cost will escalate. If you fly Southwest, maybe you'll be lucky enough to have Bernie at your gate.
Oh.
You know the gate announcement that you always get when you're waiting to board?
Yeah.
Bernie works for Southwest Airlines, and I like Bernie's way of the way she deals with people.
Another suitcase. That's the seat in front of you. If you got something that won't fit, we're going to have to check that. And guess what? If you done checked two bags over there at the counter, guess what you got to do? Give me a credit card. Because it's going to cost you $75.
I love this lady.
I do too.
Anybody don't understand that? Talk among yourself and explain it, because I ain't going to say it again. Any problems?
Yeah.
Pray about it. It's going to work out. Again, I'm Bernie, and as always, thank you for flying with us here at Southwest Airlines.
Now, I love Bernie. I say when my flying experience, more Bernie and less flight attendants that sing. Have you ever had a flight attendant that sings?
A trip to Vegas and you had somebody that's gambling, singing.
Hate it.
We hate it because we're dead inside.
I don't know, but when they say, we'd like to welcome you to the airport and to start your day, here is our flight attendant, Sal, to sing for you. And they hand over the phone, so it's...
I'm annoyed as you are. What is when I see people cringing, but then some people are just like, eh, at least they're happy.
I suppose.
Better than disgruntled. Bernie sounds like she...
Bernie.
She has got a short fuse and you don't need to have with her.
Yeah, I would pay for... You know what? I think I just might pay for extra baggage just to be safe.
Yeah.
Keep Bernie happy. Now, keep in mind, everything we say here is on the record.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Everything is on tape. If you say something that in retrospect, maybe 10 years from now, looks bad, that's going to still exist. Such is the case with Bill Cosby. Did you ever watch the Fat Albert cartoon show?
Of course.
And the format of Fat Albert, of course, was at the end, Bill would come and tell you the lesson that you learned on that episode of Fat Albert. I found this a little bit telling. Here's Bill Cosby from the 1980s.
All of those people who are in prison right now were kids once, just like you. They went to school and they had girlfriends, boyfriends. They played baseball, rode their bikes, just like you. And then somewhere along the way, they did something wrong, something dumb. Maybe it was getting mixed up with a bad crowd, or maybe it was shoplifting or stealing a car. Whatever it was, it probably started small, became bigger. Maybe they even got away with it at first and thought they'd never get caught. They were wrong. Now, they're in prison. Now, prison isn't any fun and it isn't any joke, so play it straight, gang. That way, you'll get where you want to go, not where you don't. Right?
Maybe you're at the Playboy Mansion and you make some bad decisions and you do the things that aren't so good and you end up in prison. You start playing baseball and you end up in the jail.
What the hell?
So bad.
And he probably has gems like this everywhere.
It's really... Right? Well, he built a 50-year career of being America's good guy and he turned out to be a rotten scoundrel, and so that happens. I appreciate the fact... John Oliver's show ran that, but I went and found it on YouTube, but that's pretty amazing. Yeah, you probably started out with just a bad decision is what you did there, you see.
And the fact that he would roofie women is just...
It's so not
someone good. That famous, that doesn't... Oh, God. What a terrible person.
Okay, let's say you live in St. Louis.
Yes.
Just for fun. Like Dahlia. She lives in St. Louis. Yeah. Be aware of the bad people around you. So if a lady goes to get a car repair and she might get an unsavory offer, this is not okay.
They had a mechanic come and get in the car with me so that he can ride it up and down the street to see what it was doing. He said, if you pull up your shirt and show me your breasts, I will just go ahead and knock the price down. I was offended.
So she was going to get free car work exposed her breasts. Yeah. That was Cosby Auto Repair.
I can't believe... Oh, that's really, in this day and age, I think that's very bold.
Bold is one way to say it. Yeah.
Because dumb, I would say.
Dumb is huge, yeah.
But in a world of smartphones and cars having cameras inside the actual cars.
Maybe the thing that was broken was the camera, who knows. Poor old man, I would say he's probably about 65, 70. He's on a treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know how to turn it off.
Oh, no.
And, you know, you just pull the thing out, right?
Yeah.
But he's older. He doesn't know. Eventually, they unplug it. But here's the old man stuck on a treadmill.
You have to turn it down.
I'm done. I'm just stop it. Come and stop it, Joe.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Stop it. Pull the plug out. I'm done. Pull the plug out.
No, that's not the plug.
Just pull the plug out. Pull the plug out.
Pull the plug out.
Oh, my God.
He's okay.
That's a pull the plug out.
Have you ever fallen off a treadmill?
Of course.
Oh, my God. It is the most embarrassing thing in the world.
And it's horrible because you are in tandem with the treadmill, right?
Yeah.
And you're staying still.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't realize how it's going to shoot you like a catapult when you hit and you're gone. Zoom.
Happened to me at we were traveling somewhere.
Okay.
And some of these, we were Holiday Inn, where we sit.
Yeah.
So, you know, Marriott, Courtyard. Not Marriott proper.
No, of course not.
And.
Are we, Rockefeller?
It's one thing if you fall at your big gym, that's mortifying. But if you fall at a little hotel gym.
Oh, and there's only like
two people in there. There's no way to like dust yourself off and walk around to like the locker room.
No, you are in a room roughly the size of a bathroom that's got two treadmills and a lifting thing. Right.
And the people, they're looking at you like, oh, are you okay? And you can't even play it off. You just have to, your workout's over, first off. You have to limp your way out of there.
You have to get up with your tiny hotel towel and say, I'm all right.
And I remember this lady just looking at me, and she was, you know, attractive, trying to get a workout, and she looked at me, she I broke the treadmill. Like,
yeah.
I did something wrong. Yeah.
Thanks for ruining my day, mister. Yeah, the worst. Not good. And it's not the kind of attention you
probably should get back on those.
All right. You know, we were talking fast food earlier, so let's close with this.
Please.
New fast food results. Seth Meyer gives us the lowdown.
According to a new study, customers rated Taco Bell as the worst Mexican fast food chain. Said Taco Bell, guys, they call this food.
You see? There's always a bright side. Yeah.
Food.
That is your magic audio vault.
Oh, I'd love some Taco Bell.
Oh, it'd be good. What would you get? What would be the one thing you'd go for?
Oh, I get the, I think it's still the number 7. It's a quesadilla with a crunchy taco. We get soft or crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
New taco alert. Tasted this on Bode. Burger King has tacos now.
I've seen the television advertisement.
They're so good.
Why? Why?
You tell me, man. You get in there and you tell me. You know more about tacos than I do.
Homework assignment accepted.
I'm telling you.
That's it,
there's
folks.
Something about them. They're good.
Is it the meat?
It's not the meat. It's just, they just seem fresher.
I can't imagine anything fresher than food from Taco Bell.
No, but they taste better.
Just taste better.
I'm telling you, they do.
All right. Cancel the Arby's. We're open to Burger King. Just got to get my net worth up. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us 24/7 at the TMOS Yak Shack. Just dial up 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Messages for the weekly mailbag, hey, guess what? We do it tomorrow. Can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. A few tickets, a scant few.
Scant.
Are still available for our Saturday Night Vegas show, and now is the time to pre-order your fruitcakes. Both are available at MikeOmaraShow.com. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying, so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.